The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, greetings. for this Sunday morning sitting, I'd like to very briefly tell you of a sutta, the ancient teaching from the Middle Length Discourses, where it seems to be that someone is recounting a dream they had to the Buddha, and the Buddha interprets it. And the dream is that a person comes across an anthill, and someone else tells them they should dig into the anthill. And as they dig into the anthill, they find different objects, and they pull it out, this object, and the guide, the person who's giving instructions, keeps saying, throw that away, and keep digging. And finally, at the bottom of the anthill in the ground, deep down, the person digs up a naga, a big, powerful serpent. And the guide says, don't throw that away. Keep that. Let that be. And so the person tells this to the Buddha, and the Buddha interprets the dream. And he says that, basically he says that the anthill is the person, and because maybe we're made up of all kinds of composite pieces, kind of buzzing around. And then all the different things that are thrown away are things that are cause difficulties for human beings. Ignorance, throw it away. Anger, throw it away. The hindrances, throw it away. Doubt, throw it away. And it goes progressively down. The temptations of the world, throw away. Until they come to the naga. And the Buddha says, yes, the naga, the great serpent, represents the person who has let go of all their attachments. And so here we have this very powerful symbol, a serpent, powerful naga, for the person who has let go of all their attachments. That what waits for us, what's inside of us, if we go down, down into ourselves, is something very powerful and strong. That the letting go that the Buddha teaches is not meant to leave us with nothing. It leaves us with no attachments. But it also leaves us with a certain strength, a power, a confidence, a assurance, a deep kind of assurance that allows a person to be in the world with confidence. And so, as we begin this sitting, I'd like to, if possible, request of you that you call upon a deep assurance within, that you call upon a strength, maybe even a power within, not a power over anyone, or maybe not even a power to do certain things, but the power to sit confidently with assurance that you have a right to be here, and to be here upright and confident and strong. And for those of us in California, maybe to sit with the straightness and uprightness, even if you're laying down in meditation, to have the metaphoric uprightness and strength of a great tall redwood tree, where you're rooted with broad, wide roots that keeps you connected to the ground. And clearly, you are here. And perhaps take a few moments to really feel yourself here through your body. Really feel the contact of the weight of your body against the chair, your cushion, the floor, bed. You might even kind of lean forward a little bit gently so you feel a little bit more the push of your feet or your knees against the floor. Or you Or if you slowly just sway back and forth just a little bit so you feel more connected with your sitting bones against your chair or your cushion. Really feel that contact in a firm and good way. And then letting yourself sit still. But not the stillness of hiding or the stillness of being silenced, but a stillness of strength and uprightness that you can maybe feel in your body. That there's a definitiveness, emphaticness to being here. It is here at this moment and this time where the strength of a serpent, the strength of a redwood tree, the strength of a wide, firm mountain that's to sit like a mountain. And perhaps you can see if you can reach deep inside of yourself to see if you can touch, feel a place of stability, of some kind of well-being, some kind of rightness, some kind of place of strength. And that it may be with this reference, you welcome the experience of breathing. And perhaps you can first familiarize yourself with how it feels to experience breathing now. Maybe you can make some subtle adjustments to your breathing. So breathing is a little bit easier for you. Maybe releasing a little bit in the belly as you breathe. Maybe a release in the solar plexus or diaphragm area. As you relax the belly, perhaps it feels more easeful to breathe with the movements there than to feel the upper chest expand and contract. And if it is supportive for you, maybe you can adjust what your breathing to make it slightly longer or slightly shorter breaths, slightly deeper or slightly shallower breathing, whatever feels nice for you. In the Pali language, the word for assurance literally means to breathe easily. To have an assurance which is not tense or contracting. An assurance that allows us to relax. Relax willingly into this present moment. If many of our thoughts are thoughts of anxiety and arise out of feelings of inadequacy, perhaps for this sitting, you can be reassured that you are quite adequate, that for these few minutes you can allow the fear to recede and in the foreground to sit and breathe and be alive with a quiet, peaceful assurance, letting that which is strong within you, stable within you, support you in the simplicity of being here, breathing, feeling, sensing, here. to sit here reassured that you have greater personal strength, inner strength, than you realize. And it's appropriate and okay for you to sit strong, assured, confident at these moments, these minutes of just sitting, breathing, that these next minutes are your minutes to be embodied, to be grounded, to really be here as if you count, as if you're a great Naga. And as we come to the end of this sitting, to imagine yourself as strong and stable, carrying with you a kind of self-reassurance, assurance, not easily threatened, not easily confused. And that you go into the world where there's so much suffering, and you go in with a heart of kindness. a heart that cares, and the wisdom to know when you can help and when you shouldn't, when it works for you to offer a helping hand and when it doesn't. And you're assured that it's okay, it's appropriate to offer what you can and not what you can't. And so you go into the world with your strength, your reassurance, your stability, and you feel confident in whatever feelings, whatever motivations you have to be a benefit for others. That coming out of meditation, the meditation teaches you something about allowing and being present for your heart's wish that all beings be happy, or if not all beings, that some beings, maybe some of the people you'll encounter today, may they be happy. May they be healthy. May they be free of oppression. May they be free of afflictions. And may it be that you are a person who makes a difference to improve their lives, or that you improve the lives of this world. May it be that the world's a better place today because you've been in it.